Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
And we back, and we back, and we back.
Yes, sir.
I'm dying on this hill. I got my cape on for this record. Sunday Dinner Podcast, episode 62? Or 62?
Yeah, 62. Six Jeff Deuce. Saturday.
Six Deuce in the quarter. Yeah, shout out to Jeff Saturday, man.
Wait, whose jersey is that?
Jeff Saturday.
Oh, Jeff Saturday? Okay. So, go to episode 62 of Sunday Dinner Podcast. I am at Brandon Ridley.
At O underscore Ridley.
At T Russell 3Ls.
3Ls.
Actually, let me recorrect myself. He is number six. He was 63. My
okay. Right. Oh. Six Deuce and a quarter. Let's just shout out to the Impala.
Yeah, six,
Impala, man. Yeah, one of the best cars of all time. Yeah, yeah, man.
It is a hood classic.
Yeah, yeah. 10,000%. Shout out to Six Deuce. You know what I mean? Shit.
It was not featured in the Fast 9 movie, but Pontiac definitely
got a check. Shout out to Nam, though, man. Like, I'm legit, like, yo, like, when I'm all old and wrinkled, yo, I'm definitely getting me a 1970 Dodge Charger just because Nam has made
it. He always got
him
for a mission, man.
He always uses a new charger for the mission, but he always keeps one in the tub.
I'm like, they should definitely, because when I first used to watch Fast and the Furious, I used to be like, man, they need some more eco-friendly cars that got better gas mileage. But then I was like, oh, I forgot we're in a totally different.
So Fast 9, man.
Yes, sir.
We all went to go see Fast 9
as a podcast together.
Yes, sir.
That was the most.
Who wants to start? It was everything for me. It was everything I wanted. Everything the reviews told me.
Let's start with
Off the Rip. Is it 8.5?
Oh, 8.5 is a classic. Instant classic. I think let's start with the positives first.
Okay. Well, can I give my rating?
Oh, yeah.
It's all positive.
Fast 9 is a 9. I give it a 9.
Yes,
Fast 9. Yeah, it's a classic.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Man.
The more ridiculous, the better. Everything else
it was amazing to me. I thought it was amazing, too. But, yeah, shout out to the Fast series, and I was just, I've been talking to people, well, I've been saying, I'm like, dude, they built almost 10 movies, a universe and everything, off of no comic books, off of no, like, no books, no nothing.
Yeah, nothing like, where, like fan theories like, can, like, come from a,
they made
from
this
a source.
They made this shit from scratch.
Yeah.
Like, And they evolved from being street racers to
Avengers. Mission Impossible.
Into Guardians of the Galaxy.
Into the biggest black op team that you like. They take down the biggest. Like, yo, if something's going on that could be a world threat, guess what they call? Big Dom.
It went from racing to, hey, let's heist. Let's make it a heist series. And
running from the police.
Running from
then
the police.
Helping the police.
It was always running. Then they're gonna clear a record if we do this mission. And it's like, oh, we're out after this. And then, oh, we got to bring you back in. So I'm like, okay.
They kept bringing the rock in. Like, I'll clear your mission if you. I'm gonna clear everybody's record if you do this mission. They did that for like two movies in a row. Man.
Which in the real world, that shit is not true. That you would do a mission, they'll put your ass in jail. Like,
man, not if you Dominic Toretto. Dominic Toretto. Shout out
if you have family.
Was this Bow Wow's movie? Bow Wow told us this is gonna be his movie.
Go watch my movie. He did have two scenes. Instead of one, he had two scenes.
The second scene, he did not have a line.
He was goddamn thing.
He just stood there. Yeah, just stand there and smile. Look at your friends.
Yeah, shouts to the B Migos. I don't know what their last name, but yeah, shouts to them. Shouts to Offset and then Cardi B being amazing actress. Well, and
God,
Cardi B coming.
Yeah,
through.
she's in the sequel. I mean, part 10.
10?
Yeah, part 1 and 2.
They're gonna stop.
They're gonna do a two.
Yeah,
part,
oh yeah, I meant to tell you guys.
Yeah,
they're doing some Marvel Endgame Infinity War shit.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fucking mess. Because I think what needs to happen,
they're gonna fight 10. Kang the Conqueror. And,
no, because Cypher is the illest motherfucker.
Cypher's gonna find the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, I'm like shitting me.
She gonna link with Thanos.
Y'all don't win the space like this. So y'all got a 2-part joint. This definitely linking to
the
Amazon. Like, this is crazy.
Like I said before, they either got to become Avengers or Power Rangers at this point. Like, there's no middle area. Like, they got to do something, because I just feel like at this point, like, they've already bought into the ridiculousness. Now they're just I still feel around like Fast 7, which is probably one of my favorite ones. I feel like at that point, Fast 6 or 7, they're probably like, all right, no, this is still a little. Kind of, you know, realistic. They got to 8 and they were like, nah, man, we got submarine in here.
Yeah, we going for it.
They all know this. They all know this is bullshit.
Yeah, Paul Walker's done.
Cardi B's in Ain't No Credibility.
Yeah, and I was telling my guys, I was like,
she went to the Offset acting school. I'm gonna have a hot take.
If we're talking purely acting from like everybody involved, I feel like the best movie where they're acting, like they actually show like their acting skills, is probably the first one. If you, like, they all acted fairly well in that one.
You said
Fast One is the
best acting? That's some of Dom's best acting, in my opinion. And Paul Walker was holding down all.
Hell no.
It was good. Look at a couple of scenes.
No, I'm saying.
That was my four. Is,
I'm like, fucking Vin Diesel's been the same from one to fucking nine. Like, he hasn't changed at all. Like, he always.
That's true.
All of a sudden, something happens, and he's always, like, the last person coming out the back. I was like, why is he always in the fucking back? Like always working by himself in the back somehow.
I just want to know where he get them white tees from, man.
Man, the cleanest white tee of all time. He did a superhero landing. That's on, man.
Fam, he had a scratch on his head, but no blood on his shirt. I'm like, all right, this is
He did the Captain America landing. That shit was great.
I like that they keep, like, having multiple callbacks. Because even just, like, you beat a half dude in the... In 5, when Rock was like, you beat a dude half to death with a wrench.
Yeah.
They tough, and then they showed that.
Also, too,
he beat a nigga full to death. he would wrench in the flashback.
I do want to say, for that whole flashback thing, they could have found somebody look more like Vin Diesel, because that dude looked like Nicholas Batum. I'm like, all right, this is... That lineup was making me mad. I don't have hair because I'm bald, but, man, I was getting irritated.
The whole time Russ is saying, like, yo, man. This is Nicholas Batum.
I was talking, I was like, them cheap ass necklaces we see in middle school. I'm like, bro, this necklace is trash, man.
That shit was fire. I was so confused. Back when Fast One dropped, yo, that motherfucker's probably platinum with one diamond in the middle. Yeah, but the fact that they both had one, though, I'm like, all right, clearly he was just buying these shits from the local grocery store. Like, he gave both his sons, y'all both have.
I do think if Dom was not running missions, he'd definitely be running the cult. Because he got cult leader vibes. I'm like, all right, man, he could definitely lead a nation on some random island.
You know what's confusing about Dom to me? I don't know if anybody else got... I was so confused when they did the flashback. Like, with him, the fact that John Cena or Jacob is his brother, I'm like, is that his stepbrother? Because I feel like they are different races.
He's white.
Like, this nigga is Latino in the flashback. Like, a motherfucker. Like,
Tom, y'all got different moms or something, different dad. I don't know what's going on here, but.
Oh, Dom is Mexican. So I'm like,
and Jeff. Because John Cena is white. Races. Yeah, completely different races.
Like, they were definitely scrambling with that storyline. Because I'm like, yo, like that.
Also, I want to point out, 1989. I want to point out, you know how young John Cena was in 1989? Because, first of all, he was young when he came into WWE in 2002. 1989, my nigga, like, the nigga was 12. Like, what the fuck? And you're telling me that Vin Diesel was 32 years ago? Like, god damn, so you're 60 now is what you're saying.
They're saying...
did not look young.
So they're saying in 2007, he was 18. So, dude, like that, because he was supposed to be, like, an adult. at that point, and John Cena was supposed to be his younger brother. Like, it'd be like me and you.
How many years apart are y'all supposed? Like, it seems like y'all like 2 years apart, but it seems like the actors that y'all had.
I'm more so laughed that they made John Cena's former self look mad skinny, mad puny.
Yeah.
Like Vin Diesel's 1989 self was still buff, still Dom.
Like, man, we gotta find a deep voice Mexican.
Yeah. I'm like at this point, I was watching like. Are these voiceovers, like, are they making Dom do his own, like, younger voiceovers?
Yeah.
I'm like.
But why they go as far back? That's what I'm still not over that they went back to 1989. Because I'm like, y'all could have said 98 or something. Y'all could have said 96, 97, or, like, 89. Goddamn, y'all, you know how young y'all would be?
I'm more so laughing that Dom was Scar. Like, yo, run. And don't ever come back.
That is funny. I didn't even think about
Dom
that.
Dom hit him with a scar, Joey.
Like, if you lose, you never come back.
Yeah, don't never
keep,
come.
You keep running.
You just keep running. Just run. Just go. Like, yo, Dom is Scar out here, too. In the same,
the whole, like, them bringing Mia back, and then I'm just like, all right, so hold on. We all know obviously Paul Walker's dead. But it's like, in that scenario, why would it be like, hey, don't go on this dangerous mission? I'm going to send my wife instead of me, who's been on a bunch. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, this doesn't make any fucking sense. So I'm like, all
right. That's my brother, not yours. So you stay here with little Jake.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, if y'all get a damn nanny and take care of them damn kids, like, y'all, and that's the thing I'm saying, too. I was like, are they, like, they still have a lot of money, technically, right?
Yeah, they're mean.
I'm like, they know that. They just live on low.
That's why Dom. That's why Dom told Jason Statham's mom, like, I don't rob no more. I don't steal. Like, I'm a trillionaire. Like, yeah. Nigga, we done stole so much. Nigga, I'm good. And they pardoned me. So yeah, I got Braza or Brava, whatever his name was. I got him for man. So my nigga, when I'm not worried about money, I'm chilling.
Yeah, dog.
So yeah, like, no, I don't do heist anymore, my nigga. I don't rob niggas anymore. I'm rich, and they pardon me, so I'm just
yeah. They got dumb rich off of like Fast 6 and 5.
They're good rich.
They don't really care about money no more. And Shaw, and that's not spoiler. Shaw's back, or he's coming back, and the revenge.
No, the end credit scene was kind of crazy. I'm like, damn, why did Han go holler at him? Like, I don't know. Oh. Is Han gonna be the enemy now?
Remember, you thought I was dead?
No. What is gonna be is like Han went to Shaw because Shaw's the only person that can help him. Oh, no, actually, no, because Shorty was with him. Actually, yeah, I don't know why.
Han I don't know why. Him.
Shaw too coming soon.
I also feel like they don't know yet.
I actually thought that
we'll write something later, but right now.
I actually thought that was gonna be The Rock knocking on Shaw's door. Like, man, we gotta go.
So let me guess, Fast 10, The Rock's character is going to be evil now or some shit like that. I'm like, okay, I see what they're doing here. But I just...
Evil Hobbs?
Because you know what's going to happen? They're
I didn't finish Hobbs and Shaw, so I don't know how they could curve it in. Otherwise, I'd have to...
Oh, yeah, finish Hobbs and Shaw.
One of these days.
I've tried.
No, come on. We're going to watch it together. I'm going to watch it with you. I'm going to make sure you watch it so you can see how much fun it is to make fun of it. It's
Black
so
Superman,
good.
Shout out to Idris Elba, man.
Yeah, shout out to Idris Elba, man. Black Superman. He coming back. Mr. Nobody took good care of him.
But yeah, like I was saying in the group chat.
Oh, he broke loose. he broke loose from this.
The best scene is still when they're they're underground, whatever, and he was trying to make sure everyone got away. I'm like, okay, so all this concrete and all this shit lands on him. He's cool. He just goes underwater, and he's underwater. He was in there for a while. I'm like, you had like 3 flashbacks.
Mad cinder blocks.
Yeah, and then she gonna come save him like she Aquawoman or something. Like, okay, this is ridiculous. And also too,
pulling his big ass up.
Yeah, how the fuck is Mia pulling John Cena up? Like, bro, that dude like 280. Like,
whoa. Okay. First thing, like, Mia, you were screaming. I mean, not Mia, Letty, you were screaming behind the. Why didn't you open the door and help him beforehand? Like, how did all of a sudden you help him?
She was watching for mad long.
Yeah, like you were watching for mad long.
Oh damn, you might need my help.
Yeah, he might. Oh no, stop! I want to help you. And then it took him for him to. Again, he had to show up the Rock, my nigga. I pulled 2 chains and concrete. My nigga, like, yeah. No, fuck you in that helicopter.
Had like 15 people. I'm like, okay, this is
we going down again. And like Russ is saying, mind you, no piece of concrete hit down as he was going to the water, but he pulled down the whole building. But somehow
Tyrese explained it. They're invincible.
Also, too, in the beginning when Tyrese is like running and they're like they're literally like the car is right behind him. I'm like, they cannot have that bad of an aim and like nothing hits him. Like they gotta ask Mike to get grades or something at least. Like.
And that was crazy how they brought it up afterward. Like, but I was like, the whole scene, I'm like, man, they are shooting. So everybody just has shit aim. Even if he's dead in your sights and y'all just shooting directly at him, nothing is actually going at him and piercing him. Like, yeah, nothing man. Is piercing Roman Pierce.
Yeah, no,
like,
shout out to Fast 9 and,
restoring the feeling, man.
It was definitely shout out to Dom being big goat. Like I said, I was saying to y'all, like, the nigga is clearly like amazing at geometry and physics because he literally hits cars that fly in the way of catching people so they don't hit the ground. Like, he doesn't let anybody hit the ground. Even when he caught John Cena, he was like, he hit something that had him catch him. Like, I'm like, and then, you know, then he's like, oh, yeah, hop in. Then has enough time to say, hop in, and then he has enough.
It's at the right angle.
Oh, that's man, another thing. Man. So, John Cena, he's going to be down with the squad now.
Oh,
right?
Of course. No, and I was in, like,
that's
yo,
an asset to
they,
the team.
They introduce people, like, and so the little...
Are they
going to
like, make any
just,
cuts? Like, I feel
no,
like
they're just keep adding people.
They're just going to keep adding
people. Keep adding people,
fam. Fam, the budget. Like, what the fuck? It's just, like...
Because like, even like what's the name the hacker what's the name that what was the name
Natalie the one what are you talking about the one with the braids the British accent
yeah
bro
yeah.
She was so useless. I'm like, bro, like she could have stayed somewhere.
You didn't see her go
no but even her, was like, oh, like, oh, well, we gonna make you drive in this movie. So it's just like, I never know, like dude, like you're good once they introduce you, you're good, you're gonna have some scenes, you're gonna have some time. This is the most lines that Tyrese has ever had in a Fast movie since Fast 2.
They gave him... I want to ask y'all this. In the scene where the big-ass CGI car falls on Tyrese, man, were y'all worried for a second? Like, what the fuck? Like,
oh, hell no. Nah. Yeah, I'm like, all right. He either clearly is to the right of it or, well, evidently he was behind it. But I'm like, no. I'm like, no. My nigga, he's not dying. Like,
what did you think of his Call of Duty skills when he went crazy on this on terror and hit every single target in sight? Like, what the fuck? Nobody hit him, but he definitely hit everybody. And then, were y'all worried that this was gonna be the end for Roman Pierce at any point? In the like, I was wondering, like, because I had it in the back of my mind, I didn't think they were actually gonna address it. Like, man, nothing is like this nigga's just not getting hit at all. And realistically, this nigga would be dead a long time ago. Like,
my man said it. There was 14 bullet holes in that jacket, and none of them actually pierced his skin. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah. And the niggas were in space eating candy. So, what he kick at?
Like I said before, I ain't never seen anybody go to space and have no plan on how to return. Like, we've all seen space movies where, like, the re-entry is, like, not, like, ideal, but you at least have some type. They were just like, yeah, we going to go up there just float around. Like, nah, y'all going to burn.
Hey, like that, the fucking space station. We found you guys. All right, we're going to just send y'all back to California. sent them back. Like,
They literally put y'all need a ride? Why do they look like minions? But also, at the same time, they were literally, and in the actual literal sense, homeboys in outer space. Like, this was a UPN sitcom that they squeezed into Fast 9.
I forget that was a sitcom.
That was a real thing that happened. And the fact that got greenlit and that got a full season after Malcolm and Eddie every Tuesday nights on UPN. Like, fuck.
Homeboys in space.
The 90s were wild. The amount of show, everybody got a show. They tried everything. The fact that was a real show. And now Tyrese and Ludacris are the 2021 version, and it's crazy. They got a dark skin nigga, light skin nigga. It was literally homeboys in our space. Sorry, Flex. Sorry, yours didn't take off, but Tyrese got it from here. that was great. I loved it. But the ridiculousness. Y'all want to talk about how much did y'all love the over the top ridiculousness? Orin had a prediction, and Orin has his predictions for pretty much everything. Where he says, this isn't going to happen. That scene is not going to happen. You did it with Falcon Winter Soldier with the shield. You did it in The Shy with the scene with Kev and all that stuff. And then you did it with Fast. Or you got to stop doing that take where, nah, it's not really going to be in the movie.
The fact that I was hoping for,
for them going into space.
I'm like, that shit ain't about to happen.
that's a fake scene. Everything's a fake scene. The scene's not coming.
I was wrong about it. Like, so I went to watching Fast 9 and thinking, like, yo, I can't wait for Dom to catch this car. it looked like he was
gonna you were it. Definitely saying on the way, I can't wait to see Dom.
Catch this fucking car. But it wasn't Dom. It was when they double crossed him. It was some bald dude. And he didn't catch the car. He got fucked up. The car took him.
You know who didn't get fucked up? Tyrese. By that car.
I was telling O2, I was like, man, the part when he's like standing on top of the car, on top of the semi truck, and they drive past the sign, doesn't even wobble, nothing, goes right through him. I was like, oh, okay.
Truly cracking up. I'm like, fam, I'm like, wait. So he didn't, like, that shit didn't faze him? Like, he didn't move forward or nothing? Like, he just took that on the chin, like, or on the neck, I guess, like, the neck respect? Like, you know, like he just took that? Like, I'm like, oh, this is wild. This is when it got mad, like, super fake. Like, yo, that didn't faze him? That's a whole street sign. Like, and y'all going 100 miles an hour, and that didn't hurt you at all?
Nothing beats Vin Diesel jumping roof to roof in Tim's like he's Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. Just to spear John Cena through.
Bro, and they were like breaking the wall. I'm like, okay, and like punching the walls. I'm like, okay, all right,
They were throwing. He threw John Cena through a wall, like a piece of a wall. Like, not like, okay, yeah, no, it's just a wall. Like, nah, this is a little corner of a wall. Yeah, I'm taking the. But yeah, not, like I said, this is back to Dom being a physicist and geometrist. Like, he was like, oh, I see him ziplining, so I'm gonna take this route and I'm gonna catch him on this angle. Like, he's like, yeah, I see that he's about to pick up this gun. I see the trajectory that he's going on zipline through the city. So I'm gonna run diagonally off jumping all these roofs, and then I'm gonna jump.
If train A leaves Louisiana at 4:15 p.m. and another train leaves Texas at 8:15, how fast? And they're going at 3 miles per hour, but the Louisiana train is going 20 miles. Like Dom can do all these math problems in his head, like off the top of the dome. Like yeah, no paperwork. Doesn't have to show his work. Like
easy.
He can catch you and find you. Will is Mr. Nobody dead? Also, I'm not.
No,
quite sure.
Of course not. Even they don't know. Nobody dies. Shit, Paul Walker didn't die. Like according to the Fast Series, nobody
died. He retired, and he's babysitting. I like how they just pretty much called him a babysitter. No, the kids were Brian. Brian's just babysitting these kids while they out.
Oh, did they say that? I didn't even hear him say that in the movie.
Oh yeah. Did Letty say it, or was it? I think Letty. Yeah, Letty said it. Lady said, like, "Yeah, the kids are in the best hands in the world."
Her acting the whole movie just felt like, oh my gosh, she didn't seem like she wanted to be there at all. I feel like the only person that was like super excited to this movie was like Vin Diesel and maybe Tyrese. Everyone else is just like,
Tyrese is definitely excited for, and Bow Wow.
Because even Ludacris,
Bow Wow.
All them Tokyo Drift guys were super happy. Y'all want to use us again?
I'll take this check.
I'm like, whoa, resurgence of us? Oh, shit.
We took all this slender all these years for being the worst fast movie of all time. And y'all saying that didn't happen. Y'all kept making movies saying that didn't happen.
It's at a point now it's so hated, it's love now. It's like Pootie Tang. Like, you know, we know it's bad, but it's just fun. It's just fun to talk Soul Plane. Like, you know, it's so bad, it's so like...
Funny. It's so funny.
It's so bad, it's fun.
Because basically, so kind of the way the whole, like, chronological order. So it's obviously Fast 1, Fast 2. And it technically doesn't go like Fast 4, 5, 6.
4,
and
5, 6, 3. 7, 3. And then.
Yeah. 8.
All
right. 3, no, 3, three is 3, then 7.
Wait,
7, then 3, my
three,
bad.
No, say, yeah, 7, then 3.
3 is Tokyo Drift.
But the way that chronologically, like, way the.
They made the story.
Because Han died after. Because
4 through
7, when Wonder Woman died. Mm-hmm. So and then he went to Tokyo.
Mr. Nobody has
Han died. Yeah, because Han died after 6. Because that's when he went.
So goes 1, 2, 4, 5, 6.
Wonder Woman's not dead. She coming back in space.
She told him how much she wants. Now he said,
he faked that too. But that was probably the worst part of this movie.
If he faked Han, he definitely faked Gal Gadot.
I don't know. Just the whole like we were saying, the whole like way they explained, like, yo, you literally gave no explanation. Yeah, you know, he just there's nobody. That's what he does.
He's just not dead.
Okay,
that was cool.
But explain how. Right. You got, what about
no, so not, now the hard part is keeping you dead. Like I said, they did a fucking like Nick Fury in a
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. When he all of a sudden just drilled the hole because he has space technology. And dropped through a hole, so Bucky
and they faked his death on the hospital bed on the ground. But
man, it's just
the son's like, yeah, that's what Han did. Yeah, man.
How y'all feel about Bow Wow taking credit for the success of the?
We gonna get Bow Wow's flowers, man. Shout out Bow Wow.
Shout out to Bow Wow, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to him walking Soldier down. But we knew that was coming. And shout out to Soldier bringing out. Romeo
we went through this last week. No, all right, he got killed enough.
But you know what's crazy? All right,
he didn't play ICDC College. Like he should have. We would have respected that more.
My nigga said I was Kobe. Hey,
hey, yo! Shout out Romeo's little brother for getting his endorsement deal, $2 million. You know, now that the NCAA players.
Speaking of little brother, shout out to Jello Ball. You know what I mean? And shout out to Alonzo.
Shout out to LeVar. Shout out to the ball family.
The ball.
The ball conglomerates, they have done well.
Oh, okay, God.
Hey, man, like, shot, like, Lonzo and Melo, they getting the Marvel bag, you know what I mean? Like, yo, shout out to them for doing that. And now
shout out to whoever thought about that idea, like, marketing-wise. Like, that's really smart. Like, family thing.
That only happens if Melo is
Melo.
Who he is. So, Zoe is definitely not getting these phone calls before.
Hey, man, shout out Rich Paul. Rich Paul probably set that up, man. Shout out Rich.
100%. Do y'all want to put your capes on for this new Drake and Brent Faiyaz?
Wait.
I'm ready to talk.
No, I meant to take that into verses.
I feel like B is like our B. You watch most of the verses now, don't you? Because I don't watch any of them.
Yeah.
I just go to the group chat, see what B puts in there.
So Keith Sweat versus Bobby Brown. Now on paper,
Bobby Brown should win.
walks him down.
Walks down. And I was still going by paper. Like, hey, I don't give a fuck about Bobby Ross' performance. The song is great.
Yeah, but the streets are saying the opposite.
But
yeah,
no, but no, I, well, one, I was, it was, well, one, like, it wasn't, it was like shit he wrote and produced. Or
no, because I was, but, I have a great comparison to explain this.
But no, but man, when I seen the clip, yeah, because I didn't watch it either, because it came like 2 days after they announced it.
Yeah.
It shit was like, dude,
it came 36 hours after.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, damn, I didn't even know, but. From the clips I was seeing, like, yo, hey, Keith Sweat is the show. He did the Drake sample.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, yo, I'm like, oh, he, oh, this nigga was putting on the show. But he, it looked like Bobby was like, yeah, I got hits. I ain't doing nothing.
I got hits. My son just
whatever.
Died.
Yeah, I ain't coming out to me and Ja record. Like, I ain't doing it. But
he did the record though. That was great.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, nah. But I'm like, yo,
right, that's the point. I don't give a fuck. You play Twisted. I don't give a fuck. I'm giving it to.
But I was just more, I'm like, damn, I didn't know Keith Sweat was ready for it. Like, he had a show, he had his silk shirts, he had his, yo, he was ready for it. And right. I applaud him for that. Shout out to Keith Sweat.
No, I do. So let me give a breakdown of this versus of basically what this was. So Versus is typically 20 songs. The 20 songs. However, the problem was with them doing 20 songs, Keith Sweat couldn't, you know, there were songs that would get, like, because, you know, he also wanted to do the songs he wrote, because some of those, for the most part, some of them are bigger than his own biggest hits. The shit that he wrote. And so it's like, but he has to do some of his songs. His fans would be mad if he doesn't do certain songs.
His songs, yeah.
Because if they just do just 20 songs, Bobby Brown puts that nigga in the dirt no matter which route you want to go. But so they're like, all right, let's do 25. That way I can do all my songs so my fans won't be mad at me, and still do the five big records that I wrote for everybody. So
no, talking about Mike a little more.
So that way I can do the records that I wrote for everybody, and so it can make it look great for me.
Cause
Bobby's 20 is a strong 20. But like, oh, now I got to do 25. All right, let's just throw some filler in there. Cause if it's 20, there's no filler, and Bobby walks him down, put them in dirt. Now, it's just like the SWV versus Escape battle. Like, cause even when they went to 25, on paper, Bobby's still going crazy, just like SWV on paper. It's just that, but Escape went so crazy against SWV. A song that even the fans didn't know. Like, we don't know the song, yeah, but watch how good we sing it. And they're like, oh, we're giving this to you. Doesn't this beat Weak in the Knees? Doesn't this beat I'm So Indeed? No. But they performed so good, some people get like, man, she went off when she showed her vocal range and all of a sudden Tiny got her fake butt up and did the thing. But yeah, so it was the theatrics on top of the fact the extension of the battle and him writing so many songs for other people. But it still doesn't change the fact that Bobby has a crazy catalog of hits that crossed over even when they went head for head with his biggest hits versus Bobby's biggest hits, it still is the best. You can still go by, like, people were giving rounds to Keith Sweat because they, like, you know, for the sake of, like,
yeah,
right, you know, let's give him so if we're gonna that, get,
that,
if he, hey, if he
that,
does,
that silk shirt was different, you know, yeah,
that
yeah,
silk shirt was different, like
the performance he put on was just
if you're playing a
basketball
game, a white dude dunks and then the black dude does the same dunk, it's more impressive than the white dude. That's how it was for some of these Keith Sweat records. It's like, all right, yeah, yo, he had a big one to play against this by round, so let's give him this round. Like, it was a lot of that going on. It happened. Like, I'm like, Pam, no. I know it's great that he put a fight hit, but still, no. My prerogative still wins. Shut the fuck up. And I gave Thug Love in the
round. Even though he's not performing it well, but, you know, it's still a better song.
No, there was memes about, like Terrence Howard hospital bed meme, like, Bobby Brown trying to hit notes from when he was 12. like it was unfair of him trying to do Mr. Telephone Man like that, but it's still Mr. Telephone Man, and he still won that round. So I don't give a fuck about how bad he performed it. It's still Mr. Telephone Man. It was great. It was great entertainment. It was drunk uncle energy. Last week we got crackhead energy. This week we got drunk uncle energy. Two different types of uncles. All right.
Who's next after this reverses?
I don't know. I really don't know. And they're running out.
They're running out. Oh, I'm like,
Drake, Kanye, Hove,
that big four ain't going.
That
man.
Big four ain't going. Like, Wayne would do it, but he would only do it with, like,
they
over
him,
Drake.
They,
and,
yeah,
they,
like,
and they're not
no,
doing
I'm
it.
Like, Wayne would go against anybody, but, and like I said, cause, and Wayne has a catalog to it to go with anybody, but he's like, they want to keep him for either it's going to be Drake or Hov or Kanye. Like they want to have the Big Four.
And they're not gonna do it. So that's the thing.
Yeah. So Wayne, you can't do it. Damn Wayne, we're gonna waste your time walking
also,
down somebody.
Also, do we trust Wayne's selection?
I trust Kanye's.
So what was crazy?
No, as much as Kanye cares about stats and numbers, how number one, like he gonna play the big.
Because what Wayne's gonna do? Wayne's gonna have Mac Main just basically do the whole like yo, just pick. Because all the records you want.
So it's crazy. So yesterday, we was at one of my guys' barbecues, and we was talking about the Nelly versus. We ended up going and talking about the Nelly versus Ludacris thing, and they're like Nelly should walk him down. I'm like I thought, and me being a big Nelly fan, like I'm like I thought Nelly would have walked him down, but I'm like Ludacris won. Yeah. And then I was like, all right, and then so then we put up the
back scorecard.
Yeah, the scorecard, and they're like, man, he should have played this. He should have played this. I'm like, if I was picking a song that Nelly was gonna put out, oh trust me, this would have been a landslide. But I wasn't.
I remember a certain point in the battle, like we talked about the pod, where like everybody in the comments like, "Hey man, play Tim McGraw record, man. Play over and over again because this shit ain't working." Like
play this. Like what are you like? They, I mean,
like so, where the fans are trying to like, "Yo, Nelly, we had you with man. We picked you to walk him down and." Fam, at first I didn't want to hear the Just a Dream over and over again, but now I'll take the over again. Play
the song.
Do something because it's selection.
Yeah, so it just ended up like. And like,
it got ugly in the second half.
Yeah, after we went through it, it was just like yeah, like
we went through it on paper. I watched it in person. Yeah. Like it was even nastier. And like
it was hard to watch on person because like
Wi-Fi.
That was the early days of Versus too.
And we're all in the house too. Like
those are some dark times, man.
It was just a dark time. Dark days, it was just a dark time in general. Like we all just. All trying to, we're all streaming it to our TVs or whatever, and trying to watch it, and it was it was a dark time.
You know what also looks nasty on paper, versus the Jeezy and Gucci. Like when you even if you didn't even put aside Gucci going crazy, saying crazy, talking crazy to Jeezy, nigga, if you look at that list of songs, my God, it looks even crazier on paper.
You know,
Jeezy walks all the way down.
You know what's crazy, like. Gucci fans, this is like the fun thing, or like cool thing, like to fans of people, literally like cape of Bavar regards. I had somebody yesterday say, and shout out to my dog BG, they were arguing about who was the leader of Dipset, and I'm like, is that a question? Like. They're like, all right, they talking. I'm like, yo, it goes Cameron, Jewels, then Jim. They're like, no, Jim, then Cameron. I'm like, oh, nigga, men wouldn't wear pink if it wasn't for Cameron. So there's no way in shape or form that Cameron is it. And Cameron,
Jim Jewels is on record of saying Cam was like, yo, we gotta protect. He is the forefront, and we gotta.
Like I said, like I'm okay with y'all saying that Jewels because he was younger is. The third person, but mm-hmm. I'm like, if we talking career, I'm like, but no way, shape, or form is.
Oh, that's got to be clear. Are we talking careers?
Is Cam not number one? Like in Dipset, this is like, yo, this is Dipset. Like nobody, if it isn't Cameron, it's nobody. Like it's been on record that Jim and Cam said like we taught Jim how to rap. Like Jim didn't even know how to rap. So how are you the leader of Dipset if Cam even had him and Mace teaching you how to rap? Like I. That was crazy, but I was just like, man, the perception of fans, and it gets wild. Like
Jim Jones was influential though around the Ballin era. He had niggas like wearing all types of thermos, and I had mad thermos in jeans.
But before that, Jewels had niggas wearing skull, fucking wallet chains.
Oh my god,
like all that. But again,
hey man, listen, my 4 years.
Nothing is
nasty
nothing,
fashion. There was a lot of nasty fashion going on in the 2000s, man.
They had niggas wearing wallet chains. Like it was wild.
Russ, if they pulled up like every
Russ,
type of outfit
wallet
that
chain?
I didn't have that.
I didn't go that far. But niggas, really
I had a lot of white friends back then that were heavily influenced me, but I didn't have that.
Are there any like if you do you think
oh,
their
man.
Outfits you would be ashamed if now
man.
Like have you like oh god?
Yeah, I got some old pictures of my sister. Man. It was some long.
Oh, I would love to see.
I had some long tees, man.
I would love to see.
That was
the high school
Russ
swag.
Well, no, like so high school, like
Because mind you, Russ went to a white school.
Yeah,
so,
it was.
I'm trying to figure out what route.
It was like heavy polos, and like I didn't really start wearing polos that fit me until like senior year. So it was like my freshman, like sophomore and junior year, like polos were like extra, like the large side. But they were from like they were like U.S. you know like the U.S. Polo Association stuff.
USPS. We had one of them.
We didn't have it like that back then. Yeah, man, it was some dark days, man. Hey. Hey, bro, it was like 07, man, you know.
It was the darkest timeline.
No. The year. No, we knew it. If it ain't Ralph, it ain't shit, dog. No,
Y'all
would have been cooking me back then,
we would have fired you up, man.
No, Russ, there's a picture of me and Orin.
I knew my lane, though, so, you know, I wasn't trying to do too much.
I don't know. We definitely wore fake polo, but it was fake Ralph. It wasn't USB.
It was fake Ralph, though.
It was fake Ralph, though. Like,
this picture of me and Orin wearing the biggest, baggiest of Ralph's polo. Baggy. Like, polo down from the shirt to pants. Ralph didn't make this, man. When you look back, like,
man, we were definitely rocking it, though. Like, Ralph made it.
No, it's like 4XL, like, fucking.
Yeah, my yeah.
Wild.
Speaking of BG,
Orin had the Ralph Scully and everything. Like, his shit was nuts.
Speaking of BG got me right like senior, and I started going to Express. So, you know, shout out to my guy Ben on that
one. Shout out to Express.
I was
Express.
That was a go-to place for the graphic tees. 245.
Express was a step up, but even looking back at that, them big lion cardigans now, like
bro, looking back at like the all the cardigans and like all like the sweater, like nah, man, like looking back,
the 09 fashion, 09 2010.
Yeah, man, I remember I was going to Express. And I think I was like I got to like 20, like 6. I was like, yeah, I can't do this shit no more.
Do y'all remember the cardigan era?
Yeah,
y'all,
I do. You know, I have pictures of me. I got mad pictures of Orin with the cardigans. When I first started going out, it was cardigans and dress shirts.
Well, one, I'm nice with the cardigans. So I wear a cardigan to this day. Like, I'm nice. Like
I remember my first time ever performing at House of Comedy. I took one. Orin's a blue. I remember it was a blue card. It was blue Express cardigan with the white.
Had the lion.
Yeah, I was fresh. The owner of the club was there that night. Like, I got to get. I had to clean.
I had that cardigan with the Space Jam, the royal blue. Yeah, you know I mean, and it had the big line on it. Like, it was a big one. It wasn't a small one. It was a big.
I had
one,
a Ralph. I had a Ralph Lauren. It was real Ralph. I had a Ralph cardigan. I had a polo cardigan one day. It was a yellow. I remember. Yeah, and I think Orin had one similar. I was like, I can't. I mean, Orin, I was like, yo, Orin, we got to be seen together. That way people don't think.
Yeah.
I got your card. We have to take a picture together. Because I don't want any mistakes being made. Yeah, no, the cardigan era was
yeah.
Else.
I remember the middle school, like the head, that was the headband and sweatband era, you know. I had a couple of those. I was
this the vibe that we was on.
Hey,
the vibe that we was on big polo, big polo down. Look at the jeans. Make sure you look at the jeans.
Big fake Ralph.
Orin had the little ones on it, but they're still there. It's like Man.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I can't do the flashy, you know, big ones like B head. I'm like, nah,
I was big flash.
I'm a little more subtle with
it. Big flash.
Mine. Yeah, I was like, nah, I'm chilling.
Hey, Orin, you know what day that was? That was Valentine's Day.
I had to give it a vent. That's why I had the fucking big ass.
We about to kill I was getting my secret Valentine's.
This picture is crazy on top of being. Oh yeah, no, it definitely was because that was a bad. That was a no, but mind you though, I was always fly. Like I always kept. Yeah, like,
I want to
preface this, like it was bad, but I was hitting. All hits, no misses with me. Like when it comes to fashion, like yeah, it was a time. Even when we went to bow ties or we went to cardigans or whatever, like it might have been oversized and all that. Like I never wear that shit today, but. In that time, I was killing niggas. I just want that to be put out there. Like, yeah, we could joke about it, laugh about it now, but nah, I was killing niggas. I was definitely nice. Still nice, whatever.
Yeah, we can definitely laugh about it now, boy. That was...
Yeah, yeah, that was definitely bad, though.
There was an era, it was like, where it was fly, there was an era where it was like, oh, just ashamed of it. And then now, we can laugh about it, like, oh.
Yeah, you can look back and be like, ah, you know.
But that period where it's like, oh.
Missed the mark.
Let's act like that never happened.
I didn't miss the mark. No.
I'm speaking myself. I missed the mark. I definitely
did. USPA, yeah. You missed the mark. Yeah.
My senior year, I was all hits, no misses for a good 4 months. Them first
Fourth quarter, senior year, I was on it then. I was like, all right, cool,
I got to see the picture. I cut the braids off.
Russ,
pull a picture from your grad party, because I know you got them. I know you got some pictures from your grad party.
I ain't got Facebook no more, so I don't think I do. Oh, no, grad party, I just had like a green, it was like a green house.
You kept
it? I had some jean shorts. I had some white shoes. That was it. I kept it. I can't fuck this up.
That poll picture for the listeners, that's going to be our cover photo.
When me and Russ first met, and Russ was like, yeah, you know, I don't really know what to... Like, I couldn't remember what shoes I was like, yo, they made it, man. Like, Russ was wearing really bad shoes back then.
What was that? I forgot what it was.
There was white shoes. They were white. He definitely had white sneakers on, but no, it was definitely bad. Like, they weren't any dope sneakers.
I didn't start getting, like, good shoes until I actually had, like, a legit job, so...
And then once Russ started hanging around me, he's like, okay, I can see what dope sneakers
are. I was telling you.
Like, Russ used to buy, like, LeBron.
I know what it was.
Like,
it was
LeBron not, 2?
No, I know what it was.
Team sneakers. Not his signature.
No. So this is what happened.
I got to hear this.
This is what happened. So I bought it was a LeBron. It was the 10s. And I bought him in black. And O was like, bro, it's before because he was like, yo, you never, like, you want to spend, like, 180 on shoes. Get like something right that like sticks out.
That's wrong on it. But yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, well, you know, this goes with a lot of stuff. And he was like, nah, bro, this ain't it. So then I went and got like, I think I got the Dolphin 10s, and I was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. I like those. I was like, okay. So yeah,
those are dope. Like, yeah. All right, bet. Like, do that. But no, Russ is good for buying like.
I bought one pair of LeBron team sneakers. I bought one pair. It was like, a soldier. It was 1 year.
He had some soldiers and like, it's like been wearing team Jordans. Like, no, I got Jordan.
My junior year of high school, this is my nastiest year because I definitely bought some Lacoste sneakers with the alligator on.
Shout out to John Bright, man. John Bright was always be like, yo, he's like, oh, yo, you know what I mean? You be here, you know what I mean? You got Jordans, all that, and then your brother come here, get us.
Oh, that was my man. We used to cry. I came back fresh as hell senior year. We just started roasting other niggas together. all the broke boys, because I had a summer job. Came back with
not Gator shoes. Hey, your brother come in with Gator shoes.
We can get more into the Nasty bag. I can remember more shit. Gino Green. I can remember fucking.
So mind you, like, so this is my brother. Like, we look alike. Everybody knows we're brothers. But I'm busting my ass at two souls. So I'm wearing Nietzsche, LRG, all that, and B walks in with Gator shoes. Fucking Gator shoes. I'm wearing retros. I'm trying to, I'm at Foot Locker, and a Champs polo shirt. But my brother, I'm walking in with my brother. He got Gator shoes on, like
green ones.
I remember back in like the early like going out days back when Liv was around. Back in the dress code downtown was like super strict. And I remember when we used to like dress shirts. I think I had like some Sperry's and stuff. So I'm like, I'm trying to get in. Like, so I'm like, man, I'm just like getting like the shit. I'm like, yo, I don't really like wearing this shit, but I'm literally like, cause I remember once I went downtown, I had on it was like Tim's. I had on like some, I had like a flannel shirt, like a sweater. It was fire. But then Ben was like, bro, like you can't wear Tim's downtown unless you want to just go to Brothers, and that's about it. And I was like, nah, I'll be all right. He's like, no, you literally can't. So we went to places. Nope. And I was like, all right. And then like, I didn't know how to buy Tim's back then, so I got the wrong. So it was all bad. Oh. Like, I didn't know you're supposed to go like a size lower than like, I was like, oh, we're size 11, bro. Yeah.
Tim's definitely. I still, to this day, haven't owned a pair of Tims.
Man, I gave them shits away like 2 years ago.
I bought one pair of Tims once in my life. Yeah,
that's
I was definitely 20, trying to.
2014, I was trying to try something out.
I was like, I'm a growing them. I was like, bro, I'm like almost 30. I'm not, yeah, my feet ain't growing them.
I might get Tims again to go with the people.
I want to. I'm just like, man.
It's funny now. Like, I think about, like, yo, even like sneakers. I'm like, man, I'm so glad, like, I still wear the same size that since like 16. And it's funny, like, people ask me, like, yo, so how many shoes do you have? I'm like, shoot. I'm like, I think about like, yeah. I'm like, I'm teetering around 100, but I'm like, I've probably had way more than that because I've gave away I don't know how many shoes. Like, just and you know what I mean, like, just wear them, give away, whatever. So yeah, I mean, I'll be thinking about that, like, damn, like, but luckily I wore a medium since high school. Well, naturally, I should have worn medium since high school. I was definitely buying larges and extra larges, but I wear medium.
Different times.
I also think, too, when it comes to shoes, like, even like when I first started working, we had my little, you know, 8 months at Champs, whatever. I didn't know, like, different shoes, like, size different ways. So, like, I was like, I want some Presos. Like, yeah, you got to, like, they run big, so you got to go smaller. And like NMDs, they run bigger, so you got to go smaller than, like.
So for me, I was like, I wear a 10. Like, I naturally just wear a 9.5 10. Like, yeah. I don't I guess I have a, like, you know, when they, well, when we make you put your foot in the little side thing, like, I just have a regular foot shoe or shoe foot, like, you know what I mean, like, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, I don't even be like, yo, if it's wider here, if it's, I can do this size. I'm like, nah, I'm like, if it's 9.5, I can fit it. If it's 10, I can fit it. Like, if it's 9.5, 10, I can fit it.
This is how nasty my junior year was. Motherfucker. Like, it was such a big difference, contrast from my junior year to my senior year. I came in baked out senior year and all that stuff. But, like, fucking junior year, like, I was wilding with the champs. What was it? Three for 20.
Oh, yep.
And I was dating.
Oh, yeah, Russ was like, yo, I know.
I had one of them polos, man.
And you had all them polos.
I had three. Okay, I had three.
Yeah, crazy. Oh no. So niggas from the hood went nuts.
No, they went
crazy. I knew it was a problem when I went to school. My guy Q shot my boy Q. He had the same white, green, white one I had. I'm like, all right, we shot the same.
No,
that was the worst. She's coming to school with somebody got saying like shirts. Sure, like, oh man, this ain't cool.
Nobody cares about where'd y'all go?
Oh, we went to Tartan.
Nobody cares about that. Like North really had to be like fly like every day. Like otherwise, we was on your ass.
And then I was gonna throw in also on top of that, I was dating a girl that wore Shaq shoes. So listen, the shit was wild, and not the Reebok Shaqs. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Walmart sneakers. Like she had mad colorways. Like that was her shit. It was just a bad look, man. I glowed up.
But mind you, so like I said, like me. So me and B, we went to North for 2 years. We were at North together. Mind you, those 2 years, like I said, I'm trying to get my bag because like I don't know if I ever told the podcast, but before I came to North, my B and my older sister told me that I would not win best dress. I'm a competitive person. So
I never told you that you wouldn't wear for your class. Oh, so I never told you that.
Oh, so that's a challenge.
Definitely a challenge. Definitely won best dress. But so the whole time, like I'm like, oh, niggas wearing Jordans, I'm wearing Jordans. Like, you know what I mean, I was in my bag like crazy with it. But and then yeah, so then after I was in my bag, I also got to deal with people asking like, so I get why you do your thing, but why does Brandon wear Gator shoes? I had to defend Brandon.
It was a dark 3 months. No,
defend Brandon's honor.
No, I want to say here I come bringing Orin Stock down. Just bringing, like, even though it has nothing to do with Orin, it's still like,
just bringing my stock down. I'm like, all right. I'm like, my nigga straight. Nah, you know what I mean? And at North, you can't wear somebody else's clothes, so it wasn't like I'd be like, all right, yo, I'm a, you know what I mean? You can wear these pants. You know what I mean? Nah, you can't wear it. Because niggas are definitely going to point out, like, oh, you just wear orange clothes. Like, nah. Like, we're not doing, like, we can't wear the same stuff. We can't do anything like that. Like,
I was able to be low-key until Orin got there. Then I was like, oh, now I have to wear. Because halfway through that junior year, I switched to Forces. Then that's where I started buying Forces, Air Forces. I started buying White Forces, Black Forces. Jesus was big at the time. So, you know, Black Air Forces sales were at an all-time high at the time. And it was a great time. And I'm proud of that. You know, Black Forces means something completely different now. But back then, at North.
Nobody had the correlation with Black Forces back then.
Yeah, back then. Back then, hey, you needed a chirp phone and you needed some Black Air Forces.
Russ, when did you get your first cell phone?
Sixth grade. I had the Virgin mobile phone. Shout out to moms.
You never got the chirp?
Nah, I never had that.
You never had a track phone? Never had the Nokia? Never had to play Snake?
Yeah, I think it was like 6th or 7th grade. Yeah, one of the two.
No. He had ringtones. He said he came with the Virgin mobile.
Oh,
they had
ringtones. Oh, yeah. I had the...
I did, too. That was my second... After the track phone was my Virgin mobile. I remember my ringtone was Ludacris pimping all over the world.
Mine was mine was a Bad Boys 2, the Diddy and Murphy Lee one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Check that.
Yeah. It went off in like the middle of, I think it was like gym class once, and I was like, oh shit. But this was back when like normally had phones, like, oh yeah, you can't have that kind of thing. And then like, I still don't know why I had a phone back then because I had really no one to call, you know? So it was like, but it was like, obviously it was pay as you go. So it's like, if you just didn't pay it, you didn't have service.
I'm about to say, you have minutes on your phone?
Had that smooth $20 gift card.
I definitely went to CVS weekly to get the little $25 minute card, just SIM card to put in my phone.
No, the track phone was crazy. Like, yo
conversations had to be. You got to get to the point when you
because every text came off your balance.
Yeah,
like,
yep.
Like conversations had to be quick. Hey, yo, yeah.
Yeah, he was
big. He said he came in Virgin Mobile in the game, so they had
big time.
The track phones was that Snake was fire.
Because I remember after that it was I think I had like a plan with Verizon after that with my mom and stuff. And I remember,
I've had the same number since the seventh grade.
Yeah, my number has not changed. I'm like, everyone knows.
I've been Sprint with the same number since seventh grade.
Yeah, I've had the same number since the 11th grade, 10th grade. Around that time.
I remember back when we used to do like text messaging plans, and it was like you get 100 messages, and you think, oh, that's a lot of messages. Like, no, it's not.
No, yeah, because outgoing, it counts both ways. So you be like, oh no, I'm just getting incoming. Like, no, when you send one, like, that counts as a message too. So I used to shout out to my mentor Tone. I used to go wild crazy over the text message limit. Like, wild crazy. He's like, yo, I'm like, I swear, I'm like, I'm trying to like count my messages. Like, I ain't send all that many. Like, I'm trying to monitor how many messages I send, how many messages I reply to.
I'm trying to figure out what happened. Because fucking my freshman year, so I was wearing like the gear, the South Pole. I was like wearing Rockaware.
Oh, shout out to South Pole, man.
Oh yeah, man, I had a South Pole shirt too, man. Shout out to Marshalls, man.
Shout out to Rockaware, man. Be headed off.
I don't know what I was going through in junior year, man, where I just gave up on life. I was depressed, man. I don't know what was going on.
I don't know what you're going through either. I had to go through it with you. I'm like, no, man.
I ain't gonna lie, to go further back, I remember elementary school, they had like the Russell Athletic stuff, and they spelled the name. I spelled my last name, so I was like, yeah, man, you know, it's a
3 L's.
No, it was just a 2, but I was like, oh, you know, it's a family owned business. I was in like third or fourth grade, and I was, bro, and the shit was kind of high. I had like a nice little like orange and blue track jacket. That shit was heat, bro.
Not Russ, it's the family.
Like, but then I got older, and I was like, okay, this is some old like white dude. I'm pretty sure had slaves or something. So I was like, yeah, we're not about to do that.
Not Russ's hype. That is.
Now I literally googled it because like the company's like from Alabama. I'm like, oh shit, my dad's from down there. Like, oh shit, like. I'm gonna ask my dad one day, like, yo, like, no, we got like some equity shit, somewhere or something, man.
Shouldn't be. No, Russ is standing in front of the kids, like, yeah, you know,
you know what it is.
Hey, that's my family shit. No, he can't call nobody. He can't call nobody. Be like, yo, I need my man to get a couple shirts. No, he ain't got no pull in the Russell Athletics.
I remember back in the day. Did you ever have Fat Farm? Did you ever?
Nah, I didn't. Nah, I was more South. I was more South Pole when it came to that.
Yeah, I was South Pole too. But like back in the day, and it just doesn't seem like now because it was in stuff. You could. K-Swiss.
Hey, man, I was on K-Swiss, man.
They
marketing was fire. The shoes was in.
At the clean white. Yeah, that's the crazy thing. I also had Forces early on. Yeah. Like, what was happening junior year where I just get this? Like, I had Forces when Air Force One was out, and I don't know what.
Well, because I remember K-Swiss, like I was saying. Their commercial was heat, bro. I was like, hey, okay, they put a budget in here.
What commercial was heat?
I wear K-Swiss at the park.
The website was smooth. The shoes were hard as shit to clean, though. They were hard as hell to keep clean. I was like, man.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Like, the shoe cleaning community is like.
Changed the game when they came up with the shoe white nerd.
Shout out to people who do like this new company in New York, do like the shoe bag thing. I'm like, yo, y'all is different, man.
K-Swiss became the number one brand for keeping your CDs in the shoebox. CDs and Polaroid photos. Like, that's.
I'm asking you everything in the boxes.
My sisters definitely had K-Swiss boxes filled with CDs.
What did you keep in shoeboxes?
Man, I had like extra. It feels like extra like papers and shit, just like, you know, stuff like that. And you know, you had like notes in like middle school and shit. Like, okay, well, like notes and stuff like middle school and just like random shit. But yeah, it was the K-Swiss.
If you ever wanted to out T Russ, or if you want to out T Russ, shout out to T Russ lady. Hey. It's in the shoe boxes.
This is
he hides stuff in the shoe box.
This is back. I got rid of my shoe boxes like, and I was like 22.
Picture day, man. I had the South Pole baseball jersey with the fresh white, with the K Swisses and all that. Like, man,
I never took good pictures on picture day.
I was good. Like, I remember like elementary school. Like, I used to watch Lowdown Dirty Shade all the time. And he had the suit, so my grandma like sent me like 4 of those suits. So like my mom always tells the story, and so does my sister. But like the first day of school, like first and second grade, I came like with like the suit. I never tied. My mom's like, man, he looked like he was like going to work and stressed out. I was like,
yo, I need to see those pictures, yo.
I remember, no,
not Russ with the suit.
No,
yo,
there was a time
not 8-year-old Russ with the suit.
Man, it was like navy, man. I had the white shirt, man. We were doing it.
There was a time where like, cause North, when I first had my freshman year, it was super lit, it was super packed in that school, but also. It was like fashion police too at the school. So you had to go along. You would find out what the new trends were from the school newspaper. Cause like you know how like niggas say like the source was the Bible back in the day. Same thing with this North High newspaper. Cause they had the sex section and people would get it like during like third period, fourth period, and it, like the fashion. Like I remember one day. Everybody got a hold of like, let's look at this kind of shout out column. Like, oh, I got the shout out. So and so shout out. And then they were like, oh, Pastor, hey, like this, the following thing is out of style. South Pole. And then everybody turned to me, and then it's just me with just a red shirt on. Like, I took that job. Like, because people were like, South Pole. And then everybody, like, wait a minute, doesn't Brandon, they looked toward me. By the time they looked at me, I was just, I pretend like I'm doing my work, just a red tee, my undershirt on. I'm just acting like I'm figuring out the problem. And that shit.
I think my favorite brand in high school.
That was the day South Pole died at North. It was dark time. Like, damn, I was like, damn, what am I going to do with all these clothes?
Hey, I'm like, bro.
What am I supposed to do with all these clothes?
Me also was like, yo, I got a whole.
I had a whole inventory in the crib, man.
I had a whole week planned.
And shout out to everybody else that was off like this. There was niggas who had their whole week. Like, yeah, I'm going to wear this on Monday, this on Tuesday. Like, you know, fucked up my whole week. Like, I knew what my outfit was going to be on Thursday. I knew what my outfit was going to be on Friday. Like, well, God damn.
Shout out to Echo, though, because Echo was holding me down for a couple years, too. I had some cool Echo. Echo was dope.
I had some Echo. You had Echo, too, or you had Echo. Don't act like you
had an Echo store in the Mall of America for a while, too. I was like, hey.
Don't act like you went there. Or you had Echo.
They was good until they started making, when they started making graphic tees, that's when it started going down.
You seen the cologne? It was bad. Yeah. I'm like,
no, or you had the Echo shirt.
I had one Echo shirt. I had one Echo shirt.
I had a red one. I had a couple.
Aniche.
No, no. I'm saying no. Like Aniche, LRG, like.
I was LRG.
Pat Farns, shout out to Pete Miller. No, I was always with whatever was. You know what I mean?
You're not just going to throw P. Miller in there. Fat Farm P. Miller.
I had some P. Miller jeans.
Platinum Fool, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was.
Platinum Fool was shit.
Like I said, I was like that. Yeah, you know I mean? Like when it was popping.
I'll never forget when they put Platinum Fool in there in the newspaper. Like, oh, okay, Platinum Fool. Like, motherfucker, it's over. So niggas had to just be rock aware.
Like,
we
always had some shit locked and loaded for you. Like, this is my Monday car.
Yep, I had my whole outfit itinerary.
You don't want to see my Tuesday car.
Freshman year. Already,
but then Monday, he came in and heard, like, oh, shit.
That's probably what sent me into my junior year depression.
He was like, oh, shit. Oh, damn.
For the first day of junior year, I was like, man, why even bother?
But now then, B came back. Yo,
my senior rebrand was nuts. It was legendary. Yeah,
when that boy cut his
head. Went to the high school reunion, they still remember that rebrand. They still remember that I came in, I was the man, that goddamn.
That boy cut his hair,
put the earrings in.
That boy cut his hair, got his ears pierced.
Money down, like, oh, yeah, who wants to get the pizza? Like, back when you can get, like, you know, your free lunch, and then they're like, oh, you know, you can get the Subway, you can get the Pizza Hut. Like, yeah, what you want is a pizza, girl? Yeah, you can get the.
I'll
get you a slice.
Speaking of lunch and, like, school, I don't mean to change the subject, but, like, man. I think the fact that, like, if your account was over, like, yo, we're not going to give you a meal. We can give you a peanut butter. I'm like, yo, like, really? Like let these fucking kids. I get it. Like, you know, like, you can't be having all the negative balances. But I'm like, yo, that shit was nasty. Because kids, y'all, like, oh, this kid over here eating, like, a real meal. You over here eating, like, peanut butter and jelly sandwich and, like, some milk. I'm like, okay, this is trash, bro. Like,
I'm going to give you a bug roast. That didn't happen in the city.
didn't have at the pub.
You definitely just showed your privilege. Cause,
hey, no, I went to public school too.
Public school.
But we've been in our nostalgic bag heavy. It's nowhere near nostalgic.
Crazy.
Topic.
Like, yeah, but we don't even have a topic.
But I will say that this is a great segue. Speaking of like 06, what y'all think about the Pharrell giving Brent that 06 throwaway beat? And
I was liking
it.
I knew it was heat when people were online were just trying to find ways not to like him. Like, okay, you guys are trying to hate.
The artwork with some 06.
Yeah. When I got online and heard it, I was like, okay, is this like, when people go on like YouTube and they take like lyrics from other songs and mash it together?
Yeah.
Like, oh, so and so featuring someone. Like, okay, it's probably like, oh, no, shit, this is like a real song. And I was like, oh. And then Maul said there's a rumor that they might be doing an EP. I was like, that's not happening.
Even if Drake told Brenda, he's selling you a drink.
He told Chris Brown that same thing. He told Future that the only person I think he didn't lie to was Ross. So I'm like, okay, I legit could actually see that.
I feel like he did, but then they finally, you know, let's go ahead because they
makes sense
because they said it for years. Yeah.
But
like,
that's 10 years in the making. Yeah. That's 10 years of build up of everybody saying like y'all should do something. Y'all should. They said that 10 years ago.
I just need 9 records. That's all I need. I just need 9.
So we're gonna be nine.
So we're gonna get the Drake and Brent EP 10 years from now.
But Brent is. Shouts to Brent holding it down, man. Like Brent is.
I don't know. If people say they don't think he can sing. Like I don't. I feel like I don't really know music or like when it comes to, like vocals. I'm like I don't know when somebody can't sing. I'm like it sounds good to me. Like you know what I mean. So I don't know.
Sounding good to be able to sing are two different things. And I also want to say I'm gonna throw. Not y'all, but some people that going too far. I'm throwing a Giveon in there too. We love his voice, but doesn't act like this nigga's
that
the
nigga
greatest.
Ain't sing.
Like niggas act like he's the greatest.
Oh my god! Like vocal talent, like Miguel is vocally talented. Like yo, you can go from falsetto to you know whatever. Like you're like that's vocal talent. Like you can sing like Whitney Houston or like Lauryn Hill. Like you,
Jennifer Hudson.
But as far as like being able to sing and make good music, like so Brent Faiyaz is not a crooner like Drake is. You know, Drake is a big.
My dog Drake knows his limits.
He knows his range. He can croon. He can't sing. He can croon. But Brent can actually like sing. But yeah, he definitely keeps it. And you know, I was thinking about too, like listening to that record. I'm like, hey, 90s R&B because Brent makes very good like 90s R&B.
Yeah. Vibes. So sometimes early 2000s because this had like, early 2000s sound.
But I'm like, hey, man. Hey, they wasn't shit back then, man. Like niggas was always thinking about taking your girl. Girls was thinking about taking your man. Like yo, hey,
girls thinking about being side chicks.
Yeah, like yo.
SWV and Escape was a battle of the side chick records. Like it was mad side chick.
They didn't give a fuck if you had somebody, nigga. They was coming to get you. Like yo, I'm like, all right. Like
it was a lot of toxic behavior back then.
I'm like, all right. Yo,
what your girl don't know won't hurt her.
y'all are nasty. Y'all are wild, man. Crazy.
And if she finds out I don't know nothing, oh no! Like man. Yo, y'all gotta chill. But Brent, here's the thing: I saw a tweet.
So Brent got that same energy. Hey yo, like he said, if you gonna waste your time with me.
That is,
like, yo,
that is
like yo, that's that wild.
Is, I'm like yo, this is the anthem of me in my early 20s. I was wasting mad time. Like oh man, where was this when I was 23? But no, I saw
that tweet. That lyric though is like looking at a girl be like. Shit, you wasting your time with him. But if you're gonna waste your time with me. That's big dirty Mac
energy. Big dirty Mac energy.
Big dirty Mac energy. Like crazy.
I do wanna say I saw a tweet and I do agree with this. Because it makes it, 'cause it definitely made me think of this song when I first heard it and then I saw the tweet where someone said, Brent makes music that Frank could make, but refuses to. Frank could, because and here's the song I'm bring up. I replay this song just like I used when I first heard this Brent song, the same way I used to play Novocaine when Novocaine first came out, because they had that early 2000s feel. Like this is it was in Novocaine was the type of song where people wish Frank would give us more of. Like we know you have it, but you just refuse to give us what the fuck we want. But Brent is giving us music that Frank refuses to give us.
I feel in that way. I did see that somebody said that Brent did Drake a favor. Do you feel like Brent washed Drake on this joint?
I think that Drake verse is fire. Like that.
Well, you also said that about the Migos thing. But
that verse is fire. You can think of anything with a song. That verse is heat. I stand on that.
I like.
He ain't missed on a feature this year, in my opinion.
I like that verse. I like the Brent. I like the Wasting Time verse from Drake. You know, E Forever. Give me E Forever.
I definitely give me E Forever for that Migos joint. But
By the way,
that song sucks.
When we get to the nostalgia topic, I got one for you, Russ. If you want to get into the Drake versus Drake.
I saw about that on Twitter.
If you want to talk about that for the nostalgia topic, we can go there.
I didn't think that. I thought it was a dope song. It was definitely a Brent song that. Yeah, put Drake on.
Which I think is good because every time you see that, okay, it just sounds like a record Drake game. Like, I like when it's like actually like a cohesive, like we both did our thing.
But it definitely sounds like early 2000s. Like, it sounds like some Rough Ends would come out with. Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember that group or like some Dwelle would do back in the day. It has that early, definitely that early.
No, but that's Brent though. Like, Brent. Most of his songs definitely in Sonder too.
I texted the group chat like this is the type of R&B that I like. No, yeah, this, like this, that's this that, is the type of R&B.
They, like he just finds like. Those type of beats and whatever. Like yeah, Heavy D in the.
Because I'm a fan of the one tape that he had. I forgot what the name of the one where he has like the red hat on the cover, like a beige background.
No shirt on. Hold on.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah.
Shout out to Apple Music for randomly putting me on Brenton. That's how I figured him out. Brenton, like Black, that's the only reason I found out who they were.
Maul used to talk about him all the time. That's how I found about it.
I'll tell you, me, like, I was put on to him off of Atlanta's season 2.
Oh, yeah, that trailer, yeah.
I was like, I didn't know. I was like, oh, you mess with Brent. Okay. My guy.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm like, oh, I like this song. You saw
this one?
Yeah, that one.
Well, he only has a couple.
Well, because whatchamacallit, remember...
I haven't listened to the other one. But
remember Crew with Gold Link?
Yeah.
And then we never heard from Gold Link after that because Brent stole the show? Yeah.
That's crazy. You've heard it. You just don't...
Oh, you've heard the song.
You've heard...
Gold Link was on it? Like,
yeah, it's Gold Link's song, but Brent's like hooking verses.
It's technically not...
Oh, right, so I probably heard it, but yeah, no, I don't know exactly what which one you're
talking about. You didn't know Gold Link was on it. Like, if yeah, you hear like, more so, I don't think... When I think of this song,
I definitely know.
Where was Golding?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like that was Golding's record. The way All the Way Turned Up was Soulja Boy's record, even though it was Roscoe Dash and Travis Porter. Like what the fuck? Like no one heard the Soulja Boy version.
Shout out to Travis Porter still doing shows.
Yeah, man, I saw them on 85 South.
Some fest. There's a fest coming up.
Essence Fest was this past weekend.
Because they were trying to do a verse with Amigos, and they were trying to do that. They were trying to push that like a year ago.
What?
Shout out to
No, we're not gonna say because they had an era. The Travis Porter era.
They had a bunch.
The Travis Porter, Roscoe Dash, Swag Surf era of 2010.
Shout out to my freshman year of college, man. That was killing, man. It definitely was.
That was an era, and we will never slander that. We won't get crazy and say they should do.
That was back. You download all the song, had all them DJ shouts on it. Oh man, those are the days.
What a time.
Oh, but that was the thing too. Like I was in a conversation about our debate about it yesterday. It was like DJ Drama. I'm like, fam.
Oh yep.
I'm like, fam. DJ Drama doesn't know how to
orchestrate,
like, or put together a good album. They're like, oh, but I'm like, if you're gonna count like Gangstagram, like Gangstagram was, he had Wayne, he had Jeezy. These are dope ass artists, and Tyler. Not like Tyler was rapping his ass off, like in the don't act like he or Uzi. I'm like, I'll give you Uzi.
Nah, Uzi put up my guy St. John. Uzi got chill.
Yeah. But more so with DJ Drama, like DJ Drama can't put together a good album. He don't know. Like, yeah, can he come scream on the album and like, you know, talking shit? Yeah.
Could he call a bunch of people to come to the studio?
No,
I'm saying he has, but he can make an album.
More so yesterday, or not yesterday, day before, or yesterday, yeah. I was like, no, I'm like, no. I'm like, yeah, he did Gangsta Grills, but Wayne was rapping his ass off. Like, Tyler was rapping his ass off. Like, he didn't, oh, yeah, can you come in and scream on shit?
He didn't elevate it, is what you say.
No, I was like, yo, he can host. He's a good host. But he's not no producer that can put like dope songs together or whatever.
Because he's had compilation albums where he had some of the biggest artists at the time on the albums.
There was like Trap or Die. I'm like, yeah. But that was Jeezy.
That was Jeezy
doing his thing. Like
Trap or Die was gonna be Trap or Die.
regardless of him screaming on, you know, whatever the record, like, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
But no, that was a crazy thing. I'm like, don't act like he ain't. He's like dope. Like no, he's not dope at putting people together or picking beats or nothing like that. I don't know.
That is a skill that no one wants to learn. No, it is a skill.
They was gonna walk down them beats regardless. They let you. You are legend. No, I didn't listen to Gangsta Grill because there's nothing that DJ Drama like, yo, I'm about to be on this, and I listen to it for that. No, I wouldn't.
You want to talk about that Uzi and St. John situation? Because I was like, yo, what is this?
Yeah, so what happened?
The way I heard it was that St. John was having lunch with Uzi's ex-girlfriend. And I guess Uzi just pulled up and he didn't like what he saw. He tried to punch St. John, missed, fell down, gun fell out, and then I guess he like assaulted his ex-girlfriend and left.
I ain't gonna lie, I looked at, because when you sent the article and I'm looking at the girl, her?
Because I was like, man, St. John like 6'5", 6'3". I'm like,
this what y'all fighting over?
That was my thing. I'm like, yo, St. John a big nigga, man. Like,
he ain't no little nigga. He ain't no.
Hey, St. John better.
And also,
hey, Maul gotta handle this.
Uzi ain't no tall. Uzi ain't no big. Uzi is 3'8", man. Like, that is a very
tiny. I get you a Philly nigga, but hey. Yeah,
listen. You want to talk about Philly? You want to talk about Pac and Will? You only got to square up. That was a wild shit too, Jada, man. Man, you got to stop making. You got to stop, man. You got Will out here. Will, just sign the papers, man. I don't find your happiness. You're still Will Smith.
Oh my God, Will looking bad.
Every
man.
Week is a new.
He made. He didn't make Independence Day for this. He didn't make Pursuit of Happiness for this. He ain't give us what's my other ones? Enemy of the State. He ain't give us I Am Legend, the classic.
For nothing. He ain't give us iRobot.
Yeah, he got a couple duds in the past couple weeks. We ain't going to talk about that.
Man, listen, everybody got to try to do it on his level and not have no duds.
Every time, bro, I'm like, fam. Because I think also, too, like, I think Will's been a part of movies where his part was good, but the rest of the shit was like for example, what's the movie we saw before like the pandemic? Was the clone movie?
Yeah.
Idea of the movie. Remember we saw it? It's like, oh, this look all right. The problem with that movie is they probably should have just took more time with the actual technology so it looked better in the movie. But I thought he was cool, but the rest of the story was like, okay, we've seen this shit before in like Mission Impossible or like other stuff, and we've seen it done better. So it's just like, I think Will just got to pick better. I don't care what anybody says, Bad Boys 3 is still fire.
Yeah, no, I'm so.
We wrong. Ain't slandering Bad Boys. The trilogy is untouchable to me.
I want to say everything up, like, yo, Will gave us a whole movie up until the last 20 minutes of Hancock, which is fire. Hancock is the most fire up until the last 20 minutes of the movie. Like, it's a great movie.
You can definitely tell, like, I feel like they thought, like, yo, this is... Because when it came out, like, superhero movies weren't, like, that big at that time. It was, like, what, 2007, 2008?
It was 2008. Yeah. Because it was Hancock, Iron Man, and Dark Knight.
Yeah. So they were probably like, yo, we getting in early. We can get, like a whole... Because I feel like everybody... who are making superhero movies, whether it's now or back then, wants a universe. That's your overall goal. Like, I think it was a Breitbart movie where the kid, like, it's like, what if Superman was evil or whatever? Yeah. They wanted a whole universe out of that with a whole, like, evil, like, Aquaman and shit, like, wanting some crazy shit. Didn't go nowhere because people were like, nah, we good.
No.
But I definitely feel with Hancock, they were like, yo, like, this is a good story. We got Will, we got Charlize Theron, we got my guy Jason Bateman, who was like, dope, and it's like, oh, this can work. And they were like, because they were supposed to be. I remember I was following this shit too, because like, Will's my guy. Like, I've bought a lot of Will Smith movies, and I have that on DVD. Yeah, shout out to the collection.
Shout out to DVD collection.
Yeah, man. And so I'm just like, yo, because I think they were gonna do like a prequel and then like a sequel. Like, okay, cool. And they were just like, yeah, it's not going nowhere. So I'm like, damn. But
in a square up situation between Tupac and Will Smith, hey man, listen, it ain't no easy. I don't know why people think just because Tupac became a thug in the last 2 years of his life that he's just gonna up and.
I feel like as I get older, I hear stories about Tupac. I'm just like, man, this don't really sound the best. Like,
yeah.
It just don't. Like, I remember, like, obviously growing up, like,
you're not supposed to say it.
It's like you don't go on like, you know, like, you know, hip hop. Hip hop historian Twitter, they're gonna, you know, kill you for it. But I'm just like,
dead end hip hop Twitter will definitely
Like, I've just never really heard like any like really good stories. Like, one of my guys who's like a super like Tupac, like that's his guy. I'm like, you know, he obviously, you know, when it's your industry guy, you're gonna, you know, paint it, you have your own opinion about it. But I'm just like, when I've heard like objective opinions, like even like the hip hop it was the Undercover thing we saw.
Hip hop Undercover.
Yeah, I'm like, they don't really paint Tupac as like, he basically just met a bunch of people that like, you know, were actually about the street stuff, and he was like, all right, I'm gonna get down with this kind of thing. It's just like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not really hearing the best stories in your, you know.
Yeah, dog, in the best light. It's definitely some fraudulent light that they're kind of shedding. I don't want to say it, but yeah, it's kind of. So with that being said, Will Smith and Tupac, I feel like Tupac after the first 12 seconds will get super winded. I have zero faith in Tupac's stamina. In a square up situation, also that's the thing. The fight stories of Tupac versus the fight stories of Will Smith. Will Smith's are way more impressive because he was on tour with like NWA and Public Enemy, and he was squaring fighting people to prove, because people thought, because he had parents, just don't understand that they could just that he was soft, so he had to beat people's ass a lot every night on tour. Like the stories are wild. Tupac stories involve niggas jumping somebody. Niggas like it's never like no one, you know. I like, and also. They put up the stats of like Tupac's blunt intakes and Hennessy and all
that.
Yeah,
somebody's like his diet would not work in his favor.
It would not work in his favor. He would not. Them first 12 seconds of a fight is crucial.
Yeah,
and after that, Will Smith is giving you the Tutti Frutti special. A wop bop a loop bop blop bam boom. Like, you, like, yeah. I don't think it's just some easy win that Tupac would have just easily won. So Jada, man, I don't know why. Like, don't be don't. fight him. Like, fam, Jada, you gotta stop embarrassing your man's. Like, man, a new Tupac story every week with Jada is like really.
Will Smith,
I'm like, man, I'm getting sick of this, man.
Free Will Smith hashtag starting now.
Who you get in a 12 round fight of Tupac and Will Smith in '96? who you got in 12? Like, how many rounds? in what type of shape do you think Tupac would be in for that?
I'm like, I don't think it matters about shape, but like, yo. It doesn't make it to 12. You know what I mean? We'll probably put him down in the 6.
I give it 30 seconds and Tupac's just going to be he's going to be drenched. No, like, yo, he's
see, that's how much I respect Tupac. I didn't say that he'd just get washed. Well, you're going to get washed, but
Tupac had already gotten shot the first time, so Tupac
wouldn't be able to continue after 6. Not after 6.
I don't think he's in fighting condition after getting shot the first time, getting shot 5 times the first time. So I like, yo, he's not going to last to third round.
That was crazy too. Like, I was with the guys yesterday and I'm like, I'm a boxing fan. I'm a big guys fan. So I watched Tank, shouts to Tank, shouts to Errol Spence, shouts to the Charlo Twins, like I watched like boxing, and I was like, man, I'm like, nigga, fam, if I got into boxing shape at 6 foot, right now I'm at like 160. I'm like, I'm not fighting none of these motherfuckers that like Tank looked dumb big, but Tank fought at one, like Tank is like he's short but he's built. Like, I'm like, nigga, I'm not fighting you. Like, you know how much muscle you got behind that punch. And I was even just and so talking with the guys, they're like shit. They even like, I got in shape, I'm still heavyweight. So yeah, you gotta, once you're 200, you over, like, you heavyweight. I don't even think it's 200. I think it's a little less than that. But once you hit that point, you're heavyweight. I'm like, no, no. So it don't matter. Like, you once you're heavyweight, you're fighting 500 pounders, 300 pounders. Like, you just fighting a big ass nigga. That's why heavyweights don't be mad six backed up like crazy. Nah, like they just be fighting because they're that big, and that's why like Deontay Wilder, yeah, he's athletic, so he's, you know, like, he looks like he's in shape, but shit, he gotta fight a nigga like Fury or like Anthony Joshua losing to what's his name. He's like, shit,
bro, I had no idea Tyson Fury 6'8".
Jesus.
How y'all feel about Bron coaching his son? Shoot the J, shoot it.
No, that's not, it's not even that part. Bron looked old as hell in that photo. I'm like, yo, he ain't dying in grades anymore. Bron just said, fuck it, man.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck.
Said, Bronny, get a bucket. I'm like, yeah. Just he had a good game, though. Look at the numbers. He did pretty good.
But, okay, speaking
of. No, Bronny looked at him legit like, nigga, I'm not 6'8", 250. I can't walk through everybody like you used to walk through.
He's not the phenom.
I'm not bigger, faster, stronger than everybody like how you
were. These
like,
are mom's jeans.
My nigga, relax. I have to actually like shoot shots and miss them sometimes. Like, my nigga, like,
what's Bron's other son's name?
Bryce.
Bryce have a better chance of becoming
a lot of basketball like scout, like people who like, you know, do like high school basketball. They think Bryce is gonna be the one that's gonna be better than Bronny.
Yeah, I told y'all that when he was a kid. Yeah.
Focus on Bryce.
Like Bryce is naturally talented. Like, he's just naturally like.
So he has Bron's genetics. He doesn't have the white.
I keep saying. I said. I think Bronny likes playing basketball. I don't think he's like. This is like.
No, Bronny was like, shit, I gotta play basketball because I'm LeBron James Jr.
But, plus,
I'm built more like Savannah, but.
But then you got people who say like the school he's going to, like, he don't even get to play a lot anyway, because like that's like one of like the top like high schools. That's hard because they got that one Amari Bailey, who's like fifth in the nation. He's going to UCLA next year.
All I know is when they played Minnehaha, he was bricking.
Shout out to Big Suggs, man. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They put the clamps on that nigga. He couldn't do nothing. All right, so playoffs. Looks like we get Milwaukee versus Phoenix in the finals.
Shout out my twin, Chris Middleton, man. I'm proud of you, bro.
You went off.
I'm actually old.
Without Giannis, Horn. Without Giannis. So imagine if Giannis comes in and he's healthy. What's
one thing I do want to say about Giannis' injury, I keep looking back and I'm like, yo, I'm very surprised that was not a torn ACL. Because, like, I've seen less, like, non-contact, I mean, like, heavy contact injuries, and it's, like, way worse than that. And I'm like, the fact it's only, like, a hyperextension, I'm like, he got lucky as hell on that one.
I'm a betting man. Y'all want to bet on this finals?
I do not. I'm okay.
I got the Bucks in six. We'll be betting. We'll be betting. Wait. Is Giannis back or not? I will bet.
I don't give a damn.
I'll bet if Giannis is back.
I got signs. If not earlier than six, they're gonna win in six.
If Giannis doesn't play, I got Suns in five. If Giannis
Russ,
doesn't,
you're not betting, so don't make us. I'm just giving my
2 cents.
Middleton will smoke you.
So what are we betting?
I'm betting that I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. And this, I think the Suns actually gonna get it. Suns in six. I'm not mad at that take.
I'm interested in the matchups too.
Everybody I talked to has actually said the exact same thing. Suns in six. Like it's not.
I'm gonna give it if it gets to six. Cause I don't think.
Come on now.
If it gets to six, no, because D-Book and Chris Paul ain't going.
But
I want Chris Paul. I want CP to get his ring, man.
I want to see Chris Paul get his ring. You know, therefore, and I'm betting on it. So I'm like, y'all want to do 20 push-ups?
I'll do 20.
You want to do 20 push-ups?
I can do about 15.
Yeah, I'm good.
But y'all betting against that?
I'm not betting against Phoenix. I'm not crazy.
All right, so we're all going Phoenix. All right, so
I'm in a weird position because
bet 20 push-ups then.
Right? I'll do 20 push-ups
that it goes
at least seven games.
No, I'm like nigga,
who
wins?
Oh shit,
who wins? No, what do you mean? It goes seven.
No, but you said you were sure you know, that it's not.
I'm gonna go Milwaukee. I'm gonna go Milwaukee.
So you owe me 20 push-ups if the Suns win in six. If the Suns win in seven, you're just saying like it's gonna go.
I'm gonna go 20 push-ups. The Bucks just win the series. I'm gonna go with that.
Suns win the series. 20 push-ups.
Okay.
Because is it 200 or 20?
20.
What? We did 20 push-ups?
20 push-ups.
You don't got 200 push-ups.
I was about to say, man. We might have to break it up in a couple weeks, man. Like, you know.
Do
21. But no, I just think it's be interesting, too, because, like, I do want to see how Middleton play. I just want to see matchup-wise, too. Like, because if Giannis does play, I just don't know who on the Suns you're going to really put on him to really, like, do something to him as far as – because he's going to get his numbers on that one because, like – I don't think really guard him on the Suns, but it'll be interesting to kind of see how it all plays out because, you know.
D-Book, CP, ain't going. Middleton, Siddleston, whatever.
Suns and six.
Suns and six.
Okay. Y'all
Suns and six.
All right, so we got Suns and six. Y'all ready to get into Loki? You want to talk best episode?
Yeah, man. I was worried for episode. Not really worried episode three. I was kind of bored after episode three.
I said it last week. Episode three is just a setup. They were coming with fire.
I will say my excitement for the show to like actually see it. Like for example, like WandaVision and like Falcon and the Soldier. I stayed up late to watch those shows. Loki, I'm like, yeah, I can get it tomorrow. Like, I'm not really like staying up late to watch it. I also be forgetting that it comes on like early as hell on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I gotta be like, oh shit, that comes on tonight. But yeah, I thought it was dope. I thought they definitely did a good job of, you know, explaining more Sylvie's background. Mm-hmm. While also kind of, you know, like giving you a whole bunch of like just, I mean, the fight. Okay, I will say the fighting still looks kind of like whatever, but I know they ain't really got hands in the show, so it's all good.
Yeah, nice.
But I do think kind of showing more like how Hunter C-15 was having like, you know, like. Like, oh shit! Like I had a previous life before, and kind of like
a C-20.
And oh, is that C-20?
C-20.
Well, both of them.
It was B-15 and C-20.
I thought it was dope how like they kind of tied in the Owen Wilson stuff, kind of seeing like I thought he had a really strong episode. Like he was dope with that.
Shout out to my dog.
Yeah, man, he killed that.
He just wanted jet skis. He just wanted.
And that judge is definitely working for Kang. That's my theory on that one.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's Kang. I think Big Bad is, and that was what I was saying in the group chat earlier. I'm like, man, like we want to know the Big bad of WandaVision. Well, I do. I want to know the big bad of that. I want to know the big bad of this, which I think is Kang. So the end of like Falcon and Winter Soldier, like I don't care. I don't care who the fucking drug dealer is that I don't care if it's Sharon Carter.
Because I feel like more grounded stuff is gonna have like okay, cool. Yeah, this cosmic shit's like real. Like okay,
so I'm like that's gonna go for like whatever happened in Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like that's some light shit. Like I don't care to see that. But
that's the thing about Mobius getting pruned, and because like now people are having theory like, well, okay, so since Loki is it like so no one dies when they get pruned, like what you guys forget what he said in the beginning of the episode, what Loki said to Sylvie when he said this don't apply,
we don't die. Yeah,
we don't die. That don't mean everybody else don't die. Yeah. The reason why I'm in this truck because Loki's don't die.
I'm just wondering if the place they go to is that, so like the timeline.
I saw a theory about that, it. I've seen the video just saying that they're in a.
It's like 2050, yeah, whatever.
New York, if Loki won, or like, yeah, I've seen that theory. Yeah. Like, you see the Avengers Tower, like, yo, it's if Loki won in 2050.
Shout out Tony, like, just because.
R.I.P.
Stark, man.
Yeah.
Big RDJ. Yeah.
But I think it's a fire episode, and then we see the multiple variants of Loki.
Gotta see Black Loki.
Gotta see Black Loki. Or they say Black Thor Loki. He didn't have the horn. He had the hammer, though.
Yeah, they said it's definitely a lot of, like, yeah, it's just good. I think they've done a really good job, just like as far as the writing goes.
Alligator,
like,
Loki. Y'all excited for
Kid Loki,
the kid
right
Loki,
there.
The
yeah.
Alligator Loki.
Again, nobody cares about Falcon. When I like Russ.
I do.
I do. That was still my favorite show.
I'm like Russ really does, but I'm like, no.
I really do. Like that was
cool.
To me,
Red ain't trying to see a black man be Captain America. I'm scared. Nah, man. Hey, Falcon Winter Soldier, for me. Reason I say it is because
that should have been a movie. It would have been a dope movie, but nothing.
It would not
have
been a dope movie.
I don't think it would have been.
Bro,
that
would have been.
That should be a series.
Why
do you
think it would have been? No, because nobody cares about the big bad. We care about the big bad in WandaVision.
No,
we care
no
about the big bad in Loki.
No,
we don't care about the big bad in fucking Falcon Winter
Soldier. That's the reason why it shouldn't be a movie. There's no big bad for us to give a fuck
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I think that was good because you got to. Because I think for them, you got to set that grounded part. Like, okay, we got.
But nobody cares about. All right, so yeah,
who is this nobody that you talk about?
Because also,
I'm the nobody.
Because also,
you're Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Because
also Falcon and Soldier had to set up all like the other grounded shows too.
I don't care
too.
Who's the next Captain America. I just know. I don't give a damn. Like, all right, man.
Hey, Black in America.
Plus, it's always good to see Wakanda, bro.
This, for you to be disrespected like this, he did not.
There's nothing going forward from the Falcon. I love Bucky, but no.
We got Bucky's journey. We got you know Sam
not getting these loans. For a shrimp boat.
We got to see how the government going to do now.
But I care about Namor, and I care about the big bad time variant. I care about the fucking Wanda, whoever won that smoke.
And that's why it shouldn't be a movie. That would be a terrible movie.
No, that's the thing.
That should not be a movie, Orange. That is not a good movie.
I'm just saying, get that shit out of the way. It was, get out of the way. We don't have to reference this anymore. Like, yo, yeah, go be the sidekick. Yeah, Bucky. Yeah, find somebody else to kick with.
Bucky going to be like White Panther now.
Yeah, go back to Wakanda. Whatever. Like I can care less,
we
man.
We get White Wolf and just put the Morse code in and just disarm the arm. Like, that's great.
Also, too, yeah, because I think like I was saying before, I was like, I think the fact they're able to kind of like give their stories and those characters and how they're, which is cool because everyone always kind of felt like they didn't give like Bucky or Sam enough backstory in the movies, and I really didn't want to hear them to explain it. So I'm like, all right, give me a little six episode show. I got that one. I was like, cool.
I do feel like you feel like that Falcon and Winter Soldier is better than WandaVision.
I absolutely do.
It was easy to follow, and it was very
I'm going
to
keep it a buck.
I'm going to keep it a buck.
I have, like, no intention to ever watch WandaVision again. I can watch Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's why it should be
first. And the first three episodes was hard to get through.
WandaVision took three episodes off, and it was still better.
See, for me.
Three episodes, yeah. You don't even got
to
watch episode 1, 2, 3.
To get to Agatha? That was your biggest?
See, for me. But I'm saying, like, you can take them episodes off. You can miss at a...
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Anyway, the strongest thing WandaVision did for me was make me appreciate Age of Ultron more. That's about it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
because I don't know.
And please tell me what Falcon and Winter Soldier made you believe
that Winter Soldier
that
and Civil War still
fuck, that Falcon is still weak ass Falcon.
Hey,
like,
but he's not Black Falcon. He's just Falcon.
And Bucky only been Bucky for one scene and
Isaiah Bradley and his lying ass grandson. That's what they gave. I'm here for all that shit. The new Avengers setting that shit up. All
right, man. Anyway, so yeah,
Julia Louise Dreyfus. They gave us Julia Louise Dreyfus. All right. Big bad coming through,
and also too, WandaVision they ain't giving enough love to Tatiana Paris either, man.
I don't give a fuck who the power broker is. Y'all can kiss my ass with the power broker.
Let's keep it a buck. Their whole Quicksilver thing in WandaVision was
that was trash.
That was big trash.
Like,
but they had big Wanda with it, like, you know what I mean, like, yo.
But
big,
I think too,
big goat,
but
big,
I think
big Scarlet Witch.
Like, I think all them theories too were like, all right, this is, I feel like the theories kind of hurt the show because it was like, oh, Mephisto, and I was like, all right.
I was just about to say Mephisto
don't
joke,
matter man. Nothing. Big goat, big Wanda. like I said, my second favorite Avenger of all time.
I did very much enjoy the Malcolm in the Middle episode. That was
that was probably my favorite one.
That was probably my favorite one.
And she acted ass.
I don't really care for Vision, to be honest, bro. I'm sorry.
Like, Vision was not getting busy.
Nobody cares about Vision. Like, no. Anyway.
Then they made him a white man. And I was like, I really don't care right now.
Age of Ultron. He was fired.
Now you...
But now
I'm not even going to throw that at you. But okay.
Too easy.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, yeah, y'all wrapping up episode six,
before we get out of here.
Are we going to go through the shot quick? Or?
The shot.
No, there wasn't an episode. Dude.
Oh, did we talk about last week?
We never talked about last week because you hadn't seen it yet. Yeah. Brandon's mom, shot Duda.
Yeah.
There it is. All
right. Okay. Anyway, Kev's mom.
Shouts to Kev.
Took down by DeBrat.
That was Kev's best acting effort I've ever seen. Like, he was killing. He killed the whole episode, man. Like, he definitely killed. Shouts to Kev, man.
Emma's mom, almost dead. All right.
Okay, golly, please get her out of here, because damn it, jeez. This is the longest killing the character off I've ever seen. Like, jeez, get her out of there. All right.
Kev's mom, about to get divorced.
Shouts to Emma, man. Still doing his thing. Yeah, you know I mean?
Still holding it down.
Yeah,
carrying the show.
He's still carrying the show on his back.
Him and Kev still carrying the show. Everybody else,
even though
they're
trying to destroy Kev's character. Papa, doing too much.
Shouts to Kev, snapping on Jaken and Gemma. Like,
storyline is still big nasty energy.
My nigga say, now you don't want to talk? Nigga, fuck y'all. Nigga, like, yo, you snapping on that.
Homie,
shout out
to Homie Hopper.
Snake.
Oh, yep. Now I'm over. Yes.
Yeah, my nigga.
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, yep.
I'm a homie Hopper now. Yes. All that. Yes, you are. By definition, yes. And also, if we've been real, Maisha too. Everybody got Kev's.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Maisha, you're a homie. That's why you was defending Jim a little bit, because you know.
Damn that. Oh, so you saw. So in the next episode, she's gonna be hopping to the homie. Is that what you're saying?
She went from Kev to Papa, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying like after that.
Like, I don't know where she's going. Off the show.
Because didn't Meek say this is her last episode on there?
Yeah, or
for the season?
She thinks so, yeah.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, all right,
wrap
that up.
Papa, so shout out to Papa being
take
back.
Take Keisha with her.
No, man. Different thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, so nostalgia. Speaking of like the crazy shit that we see in Fast 9, ridiculousness, like, all right, you know, there's some certain ridiculous movies that critics hate or whatever that I love. This is just a great enjoyment. Like you know, Orange Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Orange thinks it's ridiculous. Hey, for me, it's a good watch. But I went and rewatched a Seth Rogen movie. It was an all-star cast called This Is the End. Hilarious. Great movie. The ridiculousness is what made it great. I like, oh, it's over the top. What the fuck? People are dead. Yeah, it's great. I love it. Michael Sarrigan killed, Kevin Hart, Aziz Ansari falling in the pit. It's great. That was great. Paul Rudd stepping on some lady's face. It was great. It was an all-star cast. Rihanna slapping the shit out of Michael Cera, which was a real slap, by the way. Michael Cera did get an ear injury off of it. So shout out to Rihanna committing to it. Shout out to This Is the End. Russ, Drake versus Drake.
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't really follow it too much. I just thought they were just basically comparing like old records to the newer ones now. I'm like, man, you know, and it got to the point where they got to do those kind of verses because, like, you know, they really can't find anybody in his current generation that can really go up against him just as a bunch. But shout out to that, because they were usually people hate when Drake's trending, so it was a good look. So,
Drake versus Drake. I got young Drake versus beating old Drake in verses. I don't know who you got. Orm.
Nostalgia-wise, I like to, like, going back earlier when we were talking about the whole Nelly versus Ludacris thing, and I'm like, damn, like, my nigga didn't even play number one. Like, number one.
He didn't. That's the crazy. There was a few songs.
Number one. Like, how do you
know? That's probably the most egregious one.
Like what? But
I don't care what nobody says. Tim McGraw over and over again is also egregious. They didn't play that. You played Just a Dream. You might as well play. You didn't have to play your Gangsta Grills.
You should definitely play number one and over and over again. Over. But
Breathe In, Breathe Out would have been for the fans, but still, that was still a good record that you should have snuck in. You could replace something with that. That was Skate Land classic.
Yeah, definitely. So that was, like, nostalgia for me, like going over that whole battle like on paper and be like, are you bugging? Like, are you crazy? Like, I'm a big Nelly fan, but I thought Ludacris won.
Lucas won on paper and in the live.
Y'all definitely.
In the live, it was nastier. But that, it went crazy. But yeah. But shout out to Luda. Shout out to Fast 9 family. Well, episode 62.
Six
deuce in a quarter.
Six deuce in a quarter.
Yo, thank you guys for tuning in, listening to us. As always, we do not acknowledge this weekend, this White Man's Holiday, Juneteenth and Juneteenth only. So well, shout out to any white listeners, people listening in Spain and France. No, we as Black Americans,
only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. Yeah, man.
All right, not even Chris Brown. All right, so listen. Till next time, I am at Brandon Ridley,
at O_Ridley,
at T Russell 3 L's.
See y'all next time.
Yes, plates. Sir.